people seek the truth. Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Shalom, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to listening to this message. And each week we do a certain part of the original covenant, also known as the Old Testament or the Torah, the Torah reading for the week. And yesterday was the Sabbath, and we did do this teaching on the Sabbath. I was unable to record it, so I wanted to do it again here for you all now because it's such an important message. And we talk a little about the beginning of the previous week's or the end of the previous week's teaching. And then we get into this week's teaching. And then we go and we continue on to the current teaching. And then we're going to go next week and do the next Torah reading. So if you want to open up your Bibles and read along with us, that's fine. But if not, just listen to this message. It's such an important message about keeping Torah and spiritual warfare. Because a lot of people, they don't really get the connection and the importance of it. And in this teaching this week, we're going to see that, because as we read, it was Deuteronomy 29:9 to 30:20. So Deuteronomy 29:9 to 30 verse 20. And let's first go to Proverbs, which is another word for wisdom. Proverbs is another word for wisdom. So we're going to go there and we're going to see what it says. And what I would believe is one of the most important scriptures in all the Bible, and it's Proverbs 17 verse 15. It says, acquitting the guilty and condemning the innocent, both are detestable to Yahweh. So Yahweh can and will have the power to do everything. He can do everything, but is he willing to do everything? And this is what he's not willing to do: acquitting the guilty and condemning the innocent. Both are detestable to Yahweh. So basically, he's an Elohim of justice, and justice will be served, justice will be done. And it's important to know that according to this, somebody has to pay for the crime. Somebody has to pay for the things that were done. And because Yahweh is a just Elohim, the guilty are the ones to pay. And this signifies how much or how important it was what Yeshua did for us, taking our place and taking that penalty upon himself for us. But we have to realize that. We also have to understand and look at the scriptures and the connection between obedience, disease, judgment, and spiritual warfare. So if we go back a couple of verses to Proverbs 17, and then we go to verse 11, it says, evil people are eager for rebellion, but they will be severely punished. They will be severely punished. So people that are eager, evil, to do rebellion will be severely punished. Yahweh is the one that is punishing them, as we will see in this week's reading. So as we go to this week's reading, and we look at what it says, and then we remember the spiritual warfare side of different things, because some teachings I did last week and some discussions I had with my wife, the question came down to is, can a person that's filled with the Holy Spirit be possessed by demons at the same time? Can that take place? And according to the scripture, we know that if you're filled with one spirit, there's no room for another spirit. The question is, what spirit is filling you up? And the evidence of what you're doing is found in the fruit of the Spirit. And the fruit of the Spirit promises us and shows us certain things. And if you're not revealing those fruit of the Spirit, what spirit are you listening to? And whether it's being possessed or demons being around you, you have chosen and decide what is you're listening to. And that's the choice. Because in Ephesians, it says the enemy is roaring around and there's a spiritual battle going on consistently. Consistently. And we need to get this right. So in reading the previous week's Torah reading, it says, These are the terms of the covenant. And this was in 28:29. These are the terms of the covenant. Yahweh commanded Moses to make with the Israelites. So this is the covenant that Yahweh told Moses to explain to all the Israelites why they were in the land of Moab. In addition to that covenant he made with them, he made another one with them on Mount Sinai. And he goes over it and reviews it with all the people. He summoned all of the people together and he said, "You have seen with your own eyes everything Yahweh did in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh and to all his servants and all the whole country, all the great tests of strength, the miraculous signs, and the amazing wonders." They've seen it. They still rebelled, but they've seen it. And we today aren't seeing with our own eyes. We haven't experienced it with our own eyes, but we have the record, and that is called scripture, to show us, and we have the evidence to prove that these things did happen. They have even found the chariot pieces under the part where they crossed the sea, and the waters came in on them, and many of the other biblical places they have found confirm scripture is correct. It says, even though they have seen these things, in the next verse, it says, "But to this day, Yahweh has not given you minds to understand, nor eyes that see, nor ears that hear." So up to that point, even though they've seen it, they didn't understand. They didn't get it. They saw it. They experienced it, but they didn't get it because Yahweh had not yet opened up their eyes. I've interviewed a lot of people that have had their open eyes up to Torah. And many of them had been believers for a long time, for a very long time. But they their eyes weren't opened up to Torah. And I would ask these people as I was interviewing them, "What took you so long to get it? What took you so long to figure it out?" And they all said the same thing on different occasions. Yahweh had not yet opened up their eyes. So according to scripture, at this point, when Moses gave them the covenant, the people had not yet had their eyes opened. He had not yet had ears to hear, eyes to see, or minds to understand. That was the previous Torah where we ended off. Then this Torah that we read yesterday, or this reading, was, therefore, this is verse 29, verse 9. "Therefore, obey the terms of this covenant so you will prosper in everything you do." So he's telling them to obey the words of the covenant. He's not asking them to understand it. He's not asking them to see it. He's not asking them to hear it. He's just saying to obey it. Because up at this point, he hasn't opened their eyes yet, but he's still telling them to obey it. And even if you don't understand obedience according to our Creator, if it's there, do it. Don't wait for your eyes to be open to stop being obedient. Maybe if you're obedient, your eyes will be open. Regardless if you understand why, how, or anything like that, just do it and watch what happens. Because in the scriptures, it's clear that there are blessings and curses. It's clear that the curses are connected to our disobedience and our blessings are connected to our obedience. Another translation says, "Then pay attention to the words of this covenant and do them, that you may act wisely in all you do." Pay attention to the words and do them. Pay attention and do them. Most Christians today might hear the word, but they're not paying attention, and they're certainly not doing them. "You may act wisely." Now, if we go to Romans 2:13, it says, "For merely listening to the law doesn't make us right with Yahweh. It is obeying the law that makes us right in his sight." Get that. That's such an important thing to understand. You want to call it the law, the Torah, the instructions, the guidelines. We must do them. So getting back to the Torah reading in Deuteronomy 29:10, it says, "All of you, tribal leaders, elders, officers, all the men of Israel are standing today in the presence of Yahweh Elohim. I am making this covenant both with you who are standing here today in the presence of Yahweh and," underline, highlight, circle that word, and "also with the future generations that are not standing here today." Who do you think those future generations are? Exactly. That's you. That's us. We are the future generations, and this is a covenant for us. So you see here, the people back then, they were going and invading and taking over and being introduced to new towns and new places. And they came out of Egypt, one pagan culture. They went into another, and it says, you have seen their detestable practices and their idols. So remember how we lived in the land of Egypt and how we traveled to the lands of the enemy nations we left. We've seen their practices and their idols made of wood, stone, silver, and gold. I am making this covenant with you. No one among you, no man, woman, clan, or tribe will turn away from Yahweh, our Elohim, to worship these other gods and other nations. And so that no root among you bears the bitter, poisonous fruit. The key is to keep the root pure. That's it. And the key of the enemy to destroy us is to destroy that root. That root, whether you want to call it a heart, whether you want to call it a thoughts, or whatever, that root must be pure and not corrupted. And by keeping the covenant, you're keeping the root pure. When you break that covenant, you have a problem. Because it says in the scriptures that Yeshua gave us a gift when he descended. And that gift was the Ruach HaKodesh, the set apart spirit, the Holy Spirit, to help us, to guide us, to comfort us, to be there for us. And that's a gift that you have a choice to accept or not accept. And when you look at and understand in the scripture in Ephesians, it says that spiritual warfare is taking place consistently. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, it says in Ephesians 6:12, but against the principalities, against the powers, and against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. This is where the real battle takes place. You see, this is a covenant that was made for us today, all of us. Standing in the presence of Yahweh or in the presence of Yahweh right now, he says, I am making this covenant with you both, all that are here now and the future generations. And you know what happened to those that didn't listen. You know what happened to those. And it says, those who hear the warnings of this curse, we made the covenant with them. He told us to keep the root pure, not to go after other idols, not to do all these different things. And he says, when he talks about listening and paying attention, those who hear the words of this covenant and the warnings of the curses that come along with it should not congratulate themselves thinking, I'm safe even though I am following the desires of my own stubborn heart. We think we're safe. We heard this. We understand. No, that's not what the scriptures say. We have to understand when it says you'll be filled by the Holy Spirit, that means you will have evidence of that and you will do the fruit of the Spirit. And when you look at the spiritual battle that's taking place, if you're not filled by the Holy Spirit, what does that leave room for? And I do believe a spirit is not something that comes and stays. A spirit can move around. It can come and it can go. And we can accept the gift that Yahweh has given us, but we can also lose that gift. On the choices we make, we decide who we want to follow in this spiritual battle that's taking place. There's the side of Yahweh and there's the side of Satan. And we have the evidence of these things because there's physical sin of disobeying our guidelines and instructions of our Creator. But there's also what I call the emotional sin. And the emotional sin are the things that Yahweh tells us not to do or think or feel that we do. And you can be sure when strife is there, the enemy is near. And whenever you experience one of these things that I'm going to mention now, you have to question what side you're filling. Because I believe if you're filled by the Holy Spirit, these things are not going to be part of you. But even the most righteous men in Scripture had their weak moments. And I don't believe that was just a weak moment of their flesh. I think that was an area where they lost the Holy Spirit for a certain amount of time. and the enemy came in with his demons and took over and made them make these poor choices. And we see these choices and we see these things. But before I read this list, it says, but those which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man, Matthew 15:18. And James 1:8 says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. If you're experiencing any of these are demons that whether they're around you or they're in you, they will attack you. Rejection, hatred, violence, jealousy and envy, condemnation, shame, pride, guilt, lying, lust, greed, covetousness, revenge, retaliation, slander, critical spirit, fear, terror, unforgiveness, unmerciful, self-pity, gossip, and self-centeredness. If you're experiencing these things, and some so-called believers are experiencing these things on a daily basis, it's not Yahweh's spirit. Yahweh's spirit is not part of those things. Yahweh's spirit is about love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith, and virtue, and purity, and wisdom, and justice, and all these honesty, fairness, sincerity, knowledge, understanding, grace, mercy, excellence, forgiveness, compassion, devotion, and truth. If you're truly filled by the Holy Spirit, that's what's going to, your reaction is going to be these things. That's going to be your reaction. It's not about what you say with your mouth. It's what you think with your mind and what comes out of your mouth. And these are the things that you will exhibit. This right here is the proof of the Holy Spirit. This right here is a proof of obedience to Yahweh. If you're experiencing those other things that I mentioned, that is evidence of the side you have chosen. And we must do our best to overcome that. And Yahweh is the one that will give you blessings and curses based on these things, as he says in the scriptures. You will be blessed for obedience and you will be cursed for disobedience. Many people are suffering from some many things. And then when you investigate it, you see that they have unforgiveness about something or they're bitter about something. And we must realize this is a spiritual battle going on, and we must identify what area we're being attacked in, and we must tell those demons to depart, whether they're within us, around us, or anything. Depart in the name of Yeshua, be gone. Be gone in the name of Yeshua. That is what must take place. That is what we must do. Because it says in the scriptures that we will come to utter ruin if we continue to make the wrong choice in this spiritual battle. Those who hear this warning and think they're okay, don't congratulate yourself. This will lead to utter ruin. When that root is destroyed, everything that comes from it is going to be destroyed. We must keep that root pure. And I hear a lot of people teaching about the physical obedience, but where is the spiritual understanding in terms of the spiritual warfare that's taking place? Because Yahweh will never pardon such people. And you understand, it says there's one sin that is not forgivable, and that is to come against the Holy Spirit, to blaspheme against the Holy Spirit. And I believe we have a choice to make spiritually on which side we want to choose. And when we choose the side of Satan over the side of Yahweh, we are doing just that. We are saying, Yahweh, I would rather choose this side than the gift of the Holy Spirit you gave me. And that is the consequences where the root destroyed. That is the going against the Holy Spirit. And that is a tremendous issue because we're not accepting the gift Yahweh gave us. We must do that. So we need to check ourselves as believers and understand what spirit is driving us to make these choices that we make. When strife is there, the enemy is near. You know, I remember one time there was something I saw on the internet. This cab driver was driving, and it was a passenger in the car. And the person in front of the cab driver stops short, gets out of the car, and starts yelling at the cab driver. And the cab driver just remains calm and smiles and waves. And the passenger in the cab couldn't believe what was going on. He says, this guy's yelling at you. It was the guy's fault for stopping short. He's come out yelling at you. How could you remain so calm in this situation? And the cab driver said, you know, there's always going to be people that are going to be upset. They're going to have these evidence of the spirit of Satan or some demon in them, the anger and all these different emotions that are so strong and negative. But no, if somebody's filled with the Holy Spirit and you have love, joy, peace, you know, and faith and compassion, just wave and smile. Why are you yelling in a calm voice? Why are you yelling so? And they're going to keep yelling and yelling and yelling. Don't fall into the enemy's traps. Don't fall into the enemy's traps. Remember, choose the side of Yahweh. And Yeshua is a perfect example of that. You know, so it says in this week's Torah, and in that week's Torah, Yahweh will never pardon such people. His anger and jealousy will burn against them. And all the curses written in this book will come down on them. And Yahweh will erase their names from under the heaven. Now, this is so important. Curses will come along with the disobedient. You know, and what's amazing about this is, remember Elisha, not Elijah, Elisha, when he went and he told that guy to go in the river and go in there seven times and you'll come out and you'll be cleansed of leprosy. And then his assistant went and Elisha said, I don't want any money for that. I don't need any money for that. You know, just go. The guy was going to give him all these gifts, but Elisha's assistant went and he said, oh yeah, give us the money. And then the curses that were supposed to be on that man who listened and trusted and had faith went to Elijah's assistant and he got leprosy. Those curses are demons and spiritual warfare is real. And they're going to go to the place that's not filled with the Rahadah Kodesh. So you must make sure you utilize that gift and fill yourselves with the Rahadah Kodesh. So we need to understand this. Yahweh will separate them from all the tribes of Israel to pour out on them all the curses of the covenant recorded in the book of instructions. The generations to come, both our own descendants and the foreigners will come from a distant land and will see the devastation of the land and the diseases of those disobedient that Yahweh inflicted on them for their disobedience. Yahweh can do all things, but he will not bless somebody that is not willing to be obedient to our wonderful Creator. And it says here why it happened, because people of the land abandoned the covenant that Yahweh had given them and made with our ancestors. They turned away from it. They rejected the Torah and faith in Yahweh to serve and worship, it says, other gods. That's Satan and his demons. They have not known before that they have not known before. You got to be careful and you got to be alert, because these things can surprise you and come up on you just when you least expect it. It says gods that were not from Yahweh. These are the demons that people are going to honor and worship, and that is the problem. It says that is why Yahweh's anger is burned against this land, bringing down on it every curse recorded in this book. There's curses that go along with disobedience to Torah, and then there's blessings that go along with obedience to Torah. Yahweh has given us a call to return, to be able to cleanse ourselves and have a pure root, where we're able and in a position to make the right choice and accept the Holy Spirit that he's given us, not to reject it and leave room for these demons to get into our lives and take over. We must make that choice of who we want to serve and who we want to choose. Now, there's a very important word in these scriptures, a call to return. In verse 30, it says, in the future, when you experience all of these blessings and curses I have listed for you, and when you are living amongst the nations where we are now, to which Yahweh has exiled you to, take to heart all these instructions. So we've all strayed to a degree. We're living amongst the nations. Now this next word, chapter 30, verse 2 of Deuteronomy. Underline and highlight this word. If at that time you and your children return to Yahweh, and if you obey with all your heart and all your soul all the commands I have given you today, then Yahweh will restore your fortunes. If he will have mercy on you. Spiritual warfare is real, folks. And we need to make sure we choose the right side. We have the evidence to know what side we're on. But just as the Ruach, the set-apart Holy Spirit, can come and go, so could those demons. And we must cleanse ourselves, keeping the root pure, and filling ourselves with his Spirit, so there's no room for these demons to touch us and attack us. And they must be gone. Let Yahweh change your heart and the hearts of all your descendants, so you will love him with all your heart and with all your soul. Hallelujah. So that you may live. And remember with Elisha, remember the curse of the leprosy went from the man that was cleansed, that believed and acted on faith, to his servant that tried to go behind his back and said, no, I'll take the money. You know, and lie about it. The servant went behind his back and look what happened. Look what happened. And remember, lying is part of the side of the enemy of Satan. This is his side. This is his doing. We see it in the scriptures, in the renewed covenant. We see it. You know, you lie, but Yahweh sees all things. You bring these curses upon yourself through your disobedience and you're not accepting of Yahweh's Spirit. Yahweh will inflict these curses on you, on your enemies, on those who hate and persecute you. The curses that were meant for the disobedient will go to those disobedient. Then you will again obey Yahweh and keep all his commands that I'm giving you today. Yahweh your Elohim will delight in you. And then that's verse 10. And then again, the word, if you turn to Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart and with all your soul. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The command I have given you today is not too difficult for you, he says. It's not too difficult for you and not behind your reach. Come
out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
So you're pregnant, and suddenly your whole life changed. You want to be joyful, but you're also afraid and anxious. How do you deal with this? Where do you go for help? CareNet Pregnancy Services of the Treasure Coast is here for you. We give compassionate counsel, helpful education and referrals so that you can make the best decision. There is no charge for our confidential services, and we will ensure that you enjoy security and strong support from the CareNet family. Reach out to us today at 772-828-3168.